When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bill Plaschke, Cordy Crone, and David Dennis Jr., Frank Isola. Let me hear it. Most impressive team from week one. Who you got?
The Rams.
49ers.
Biggest woof from week one. Let me hear it.
Ooh, Giants.
New York football Giants.
We will react and we will overreact. Bengals. And also, look at this.
Gah!
How do you do, fellow fans? This kind of looks like somebody we know. Let's go around the horn.
Is that Pablo left or the right?
Pablo. Who said Pablo? That's who I thought. I didn't thought it looked like Pablo.
What?
He is our most robotic of panelists, right, in some way? The robot revolution. If anybody would give his body to science, it would be Pablo. Did not one panelist on this show say the Miami Dolphins as most impressive in week one? Tua Tagovailoa is where we start. 466 yards. Look at the placement on that deep ball. And on this, the game-winning touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. This hookup, Tua to Hill, off to a near record-setting start. And when the defense needed to be there, breaking Justin Herbert down in the last drive. Those cyborgs we showed you that look like Pablo Torre, that is part of a movie promo, but the movie script that we see every year from the Chargers, that they lose games like this. Miami, 36, LA, 34. It is Overreaction Monday, let's react over. Who's making an argument today that the Miami Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender? Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you.
That's nuts, Tony. You can't say that because they played the Chargers. The Chargers had a horrible deal. Maybe the Dolphins are great. We don't know. We can't tell from this game. The Chargers played man coverage against arguably the best man coverage quarterback in the league the last 2 years. Tua threw for 334 yards against that man coverage. It was 78% of the time trying to cover Tyreek Hill. He had five catches of at least 19 yards. He was open all day. All the dropbacks, Tua had no sacks. They didn't touch him. The Chargers, Brandon Staley, is supposed to defensive genius. Terrible Chargers.
All right, so you're pumping brakes on the Dolphins at least?
Pumping brakes.
Frank Isola, yes, possible the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender after what you saw in week one? Will you say it?
Tony, no one's overreacting more than you are. They didn't play the 85 Bears. They even play the best team in L.A., the Rams. I mean, give me a break. The best part about that game was that Tua stayed healthy. This guy had not played since Christmas. He can put up good numbers. We were all concerned about his health. Absolutely. But they beat a team that the last time we saw them play was winning 27-7 in a playoff game and lost that game. It's only the Chargers that they beat. Good road win. I'm not going Super Bowl contender after that.
Another panelist hitting pause on this Miami season opener win. Cordy Cronin, let me ask you, did you see a team that could contend for the Super Bowl yesterday in Miami?
I did. Bill, Frank, come on, guys. They put up 536 yards and 36 points on the road against a team that was in the playoffs last year and a playoff contender this year. That's absurd to say that they're not in that conversation, given what you saw from Tua, who is in the category of best quarterback performances from week one. Led all quarterbacks in EPA per play. And watching him and Tyreek Hill string that deep ball together, that's something that's going to be on display this year. That's why they have the most explosive offense as of right now in the AFC. They're putting the AFC on notice. I loved what I saw, and guess what? They weren't even the most complete version of themselves that they can be, because Teron Armstead was not playing. Imagine what happens when Tua has the full breadth of his pass protection in front of him.
And David Dennis Jr., did you see a Super Bowl contender in Miami yesterday?
Yeah, Bill, Frank, take this one off. Let the rookies take mm-hmm. over and show you guys what the real answer is. The Miami Dolphins are absolutely Super Bowl contenders with what we saw this week. Did you see anybody in the AFC? I know there are two teams playing tonight, Bills and Jets, that looked markedly better than this team in the AFC. And in addition to that, who is going to stop this squad? Tua's fourth most passing yards in a season opener in NFL history. They didn't have Armstead, as Courtney said, and they still did not give up any sacks. They are eviscerating that Chargers defense that, yeah, again, you can talk about what they did in the playoffs, but they were a playoff team. So this Dolphins squad looks like they have an unstoppable offense, and I dare anybody to try to do it.
Frank, I'll let you back in here. You can respond.
Yeah, well, again, it's the Chargers that they beat. There is a self-importance to this team, though, where the head coach is saying, well, now Tyreek Hill knows how to get open. Excuse me? He didn't get open when he was on the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowls? Now we're talking, like, the first game against the Chargers? Stop,
and Plaschke,
please.
I'll give you
That's
a response,
That's an overreaction, too.
Why are they playing man coverage? Why nobody plays man coverage against Tyreek Hill? That's crazy. That's insane.
Unfortunately, Bill's right. Mm-hmm.
So we're split on that story. We'll move on to nominee two for impressive week one. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Complete and total domination of the New York Giants. All facets of the game. 40-0 to start a season. That's a once in every 30 years score. DeMarcus Lawrence said, definitely feel like we put the league on notice. I think that's an expression Courtney just used to describe Miami. So a lot of notices going out in week one. Frank Isola, you're in New York. This is your cat. Was this more about Dallas putting the league on notice or the Giants getting dog walked at home?
Now, it's a combination of both, but really Dallas. Think about their first touchdown is special teams. Second touchdown where the game was over, then when Saquon Barkley fumbles the ball for a return. Think about this, though, about the Giants. When they lost to the Eagles in the playoffs, they lost 38-7. They lost 40-0. That's 78-7 in their last two games against division opponents. Dallas, though, talent-wise, is at a different level. The big question will be, and they didn't need Dak Prescott last night, later on this season, can he be a guy in the fourth quarter to lead them to a winning score? That's going to have to happen at some point for them to be a Super Bowl team, but that was impressive.
But walk us the whole way through then. Is Dallas a Super Bowl contender in Europe after week one? Have you seen enough to
say
that?
They were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, they were last year. They're absolutely
David Dennis Jr.?
This is about the Dallas Cowboys defense and the Dallas Cowboys overall showing that they got the best personnel in the league. What they did defensively to the Giants, now the Giants made some, questionable game decisions there with the way they played Daniel Jones and acting like they, you know, he need to play out that big contract he had instead of, pulling back the reins a little bit. But 65 plays, 30 of those plays were for zero or negative yards. That Cowboys defense was zipping up and down the field, and the way that they were showing the statement at the end of that game, they could have given up a garbage touchdown, and Stephon Diggs chased down the receiver and got a fumble. They were not letting anything pass them at all that game. 4-0 is a statement, and yeah, they are a Super Bowl team. They're right at there at the top of the NFC.
Courtney Cronin.
They scored 40 points on the road, and none of those came via a passing touchdown from Dak Prescott. That's impressive, but this is about the defense. Micah Parsons is right. They do have the best defense in the NFL. When you think about what they do every single time they face Daniel Jones, they have him under pressure. He doesn't have time to think. He most certainly did not yesterday, under pressure on 55% of his dropbacks. And from the very start, after they gave up those 38 yards, which was the second most of anything throughout the game, they only allowed the Giants to gain more than that on one of their 11 remaining drives.
And Bill Plaschke, I'm setting a trend here. Everybody loves what Dallas did. How could you not? What did you see specifically?
I loved it too. This is a Super Bowl team. 11 different players got pressure on the quarterback. This is the most impressive opening day shutout in the NFL in 24 years. The Cowboys had seven sacks and three takeaways for the first time in 31 years. Dallas is overwhelming. This is a Super Bowl team.
Frank, talk to me about the Giants. Playoff team last year, you mentioned that didn't go well in the second round. They did win a playoff game versus Minnesota, but they had an offseason where they spent money on their quarterback, they spent money on their running back, and here we are. Do you think any differently of them going into week two of a season?
It's shocking the way that they played when they've had all offseason to prepare for this one game. I still worry about Daniel Jones. To me, the jury is still out. I know they gave him a lot of money, but this league is so quarterback-driven. Is he really that guy? I get he could win one playoff game. Can you win multiple playoff games? I'm not
they
so sure.
They are very
he
happy to
night.
Run with
and he
him.
He wasn't protected
and he's
either.
He's very good running the football, but that's almost like found money, right? When you find money in your pocket, oh, it's great. I mean, he was getting hits. He can't take hits like that.
Yep.
They had the turf all over his face. He had those images last night. One more. Nominee for most impressive week one. It's not a team, it's a player. I'm going to ask you, who was the number one rated passer in the league through 1 week in the NFL season? Anyone? He's on the screen right there. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
Three touchdowns, no mistakes. Benefited from a whole lot of yards after catch. Packers land base to the Bears 38-20. Other side of the field, not a great sign when you start the season with a sorry. Justin Fields apologizing to teammates and Bears fans with a sorry, it sucks. Court, you were there. Take away from Jordan Love and from Justin Fields.
With Jordan Love, they didn't ask him to do anything he wasn't capable of, and he still put up 245 yards and three passing touchdowns. Now, I think the adjustments that they made after he overthrew some receivers in the first half to get Aaron Jones involved in the game in the second half, that was the dagger. The Bears didn't have any counter for that. And on the flip side of this with Justin Fields, this felt like a continuation of the things that we saw last year. How does DJ Moore, your number one receiver, only have two targets in the second quarter of this game? And Justin Fields on the run, the pass protection was terrible. Only four pass attempts that went 10 yards downfield. That's not a game plan that really exudes confidence in your quarterback's ability to air it out.
Bill Plaschke.
Jordan Love was stunning. I had no idea. I mean, I hadn't really seen him before. He was 8 for 10 on third and fourth down plays for 7 first downs. And all the complaints Aaron Rodgers had about no receivers, I haven't heard of half these guys he threw the ball to. Musgrove and Reed and these kids. I mean, he's getting the job done, and I had no idea he had this in him. Jordan Love, most impressive performance of week one.
I'll tell you what, Bill's paying attention because he happens to be right. I mean, let's remember, Aaron Rodgers is making his debut tonight on this air, on this network. All we've heard about all offseason was Aaron Rodgers. All we heard about during the preseason on Hard Knocks, the Aaron Rodgers infomercial, was all about him. The guy that replaced him, think about the pressure that was on this guy to go on the road, division opponent. That was I thought that was the biggest story of the day. I thought that was an outstanding performance.
And David Dennis Jr.?
It's time. It is time to put the Justin Fields Chicago Bears experiment off to glory. This is time to put the passion. I'm tired of what I'm seeing.
This is a hot take.
I don't know.
It's week one.
I do not know. It's week one, but there's been years of this. We have not seen this Chicago Bears franchise be able to put anything that looks like success behind this quarterback. When I'm watching Jordan Love play and Justin Fields, I don't think there's a big gulf in talent, but what I see is one franchise that's putting winners around the quarterback and another franchise has no clue what to do with him. There were four times they started runs at 2nd and 17. He was pressured on 65% of his dropbacks. That defense was a paper-mache
defense. So you're saying the team hasn't built around Fields in the best way. You're not saying that Fields can't make it in this league, are you, David?
No. Yeah. Okay. I'm saying that franchise has not given him a chance.
Courtney, I'm going to give you the last word on this. You did hit pause because this summer there was a lot of hype. Justin Fields, is he an MVP candidate? You hit pause on that previously on our show, but specifically what you saw was the malfunction yesterday.
A lot of it was the game plan. They threw a lot of screen passes, and that was to combat the deficiencies that they have up front. But even with Fields trying to get the ball out quickly, it didn't really have anywhere to go. And he admitted that there were a lot of things that he could have done differently. Matt Eberflus said today that Justin needs to play better. But this is also on play calling and putting your quarterback in a situation that he can succeed when they get behind the chains.
5-21.
Plaschke, Dennis, Isola just realized they're in a show. Against an NFL reporter on an NFL Monday. Take a break. Buy or sell next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Joe Burrow signing the richest deal in NFL history Saturday. The Bengals having the woofiest performance of Week 1 Sunday, non-Giants category. Browns 24, Cincy 3. 82 yards passing for Burrow, 45% completions, career lows for both. Courtney, are you blaming the matchup? The calf injury that kept him out for a month of the preseason, the rain, or are you crediting that blitzing Browns defense?
There were 12 minutes left in the first quarter when Myles Garrett is crossing up the Bengals' offensive line. This has everything to do with Cleveland's defense. Jim Schwartz was in his bag. Remember, this is somebody whose MO is not to blitz. They blitzed Joe Burrow on 39% of his dropbacks yesterday, and they wanted to switch up the looks. On that sack that you showed, the fourth and four, you know where Myles Garrett was lined up? At inside linebacker. Three other plays where that happened. Three incompletions.
David Dennis Jr.
There are a lot of things that you can just brush off this week. The rain. You can say that Burrow's leg is going to get better. You can talk about this weird stat that since 2021, the Bengals have lost five games by more than 3 points. Four of them have been to the Browns. Those are sort of weird things. But one thing that you cannot brush off is the fact that the Achilles heel for this Bengals has been that offensive line, and they got destroyed once again, and they cannot hold up against a high-level defensive line.
Guy Sola.
Yeah, the Browns may have a legit defense, but let's remember, Joe Burrow did get hurt on July 27th, and you have to be really concerned because this guy has set a certain standard, and clearly he was below standard that game. He didn't look like I could move that well. How long is it going to take him to get healthy? Big concern for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Joe Plaschke.
Yeah, this is about Joe Burrow. He could barely walk out there. You can see him in the sogginess, and the leg hurt him. He was blitzed. He couldn't handle the blitz. Remember last year he threw four picks in the first opener. The Bengals lost their first two games last year. He'll be fine.
They did respond very well. The question I would then ask is this an after effect of starters not playing in the preseason? Because we may have had that with another team. In our next topic, Eagles-Patriots. Philly jumped out 16-0 so quick. And then the slog came. Final score 25-20. Philadelphia. Mac Jones to Butte. Was inches away from being another first down and a real chance for New England to win this game late. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni said the starters not playing in the preseason was the reason for the up and down game. David, buy or sell that?
I'm selling that. What are, one or two series is not going to determine how you play in week one, and they need the rest, quite frankly, because inexplicably, they play a game in 3 days on Thursday night against the Vikings teams. They need all the rest they can get. This is about the Patriots team being the Patriots, being the Bill Belichick coach team, despite his poor decision to go for 4th and 17 at the end of that game. He's a defensive mastermind. He knows how to slow down these offenses. Mac Jones is going to look better when he has a competent actual offensive coordinator there. They were at home. It was rainy. These are the games that you can win ugly if you're the Eagles.
So a win is a win for you, and you're all right with Philly. Frank Isola?
David is right. That's a Bill Belichick defense, number one. You are getting a win on the road. I don't think Nick Sirianni says that after the game. If they had lost, he would have said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have done better in the preseason and played these guys. He said that to placate the media. Yeah, you guys are right. Maybe we'll play more. Then he talked about one or two series they would
he
play.
He said it
is
to
that
placate
really that
the
much
media?
Of a difference?
Is that what you just said?
100%.
You think he cares what you people 100%. Think? No. Bill Plaschke.
A team in my town invented the act of not playing players in preseason.
The Rams. Yeah.
And they went to two Super Bowls in 4 years. So, No, don't do it. Don't risk the injury. This is Bill Belichick having 8 months to prepare. This is the Eagles with a new coordinator. This is them just getting their feel for the game. And they won the game. And they won. What are we talking about? They won the game.
40 Cronin.
That's the bottom line.
this is a lot about Bill O'Brien and what he's dialing up for this New England Patriots offense.
Right? Yeah.
They had two chances to win this game in the final 5 minutes to come back and take the lead, and a lot of it was unforced errors. There was the Kendrick Bourne drop on 3rd and 12. Kayshon Boutte on 4th and 11 couldn't get the other foot in. But I do like what I saw. I think this is going to really help Mac Jones in his development.
Philly, any stock in the we didn't play in the preseason, so we're off to the start you saw? Do you buy that?
I don't think it's a throwaway excuse, but I don't think it's going to change anything at this point next year either, that they will have played their starters more in the preseason.
Right, Gaisola, interesting strategy from him today. He liked the points everybody else made, which then made me give everybody else points and say goodbye to
Frank.
Thank
you, Frank.
And David
Thanks,
Dennis
buddy.
Jr. as well. Phil Plaschke,
Courtney
Cronin, Showdown, next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All three rookie QBs who started lost. Rookie running back and joker Bijan Robinson scored for the Falcons in their win. Every new coach lost, including Sean Payton, after all the talk he had this offseason. Which of the debutantes you want to talk about, Bill Plaschke?
I'm going with Anthony Richardson. I think he showed so much promise, threw for a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, and had his team in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter.
Courtney Cronin?
Did you see the juke move that Bijan Robinson put on that Carolina defender in the highlight? This is exactly what Arthur Smith promised us. He is an explosive playmaker, and he contributed early.
Nobody wants to say Sean Payton after all the talking. The Broncos scored 16 points, the same points per game average they had last year in a loss at home to the Raiders. We'll move on. Another nominee for most impressive week one was the San Francisco 49ers. You know how they smoked the Steelers 30-7. But Nick Bosa after the game said, Brock Purdy shut up some haters. Courtney, can you have a hate-shutting week one win?
Brock Purdy sure can. This team came out with their hair on fire, and this is the best defense that they're going to face in the first quarter or so of the season. Brock Purdy with the elbow injury looked awesome yesterday. Mm-hmm. Good on him and shutting up those haters.
Plaschke.
Whoever they are.
If their hair is on fire, good thing you're wearing helmets. That's really opportune. No, I'm going for Brock Purdy, the first quarterback in history to win his first six games and throw two touchdowns in each game. He's for real.
That's a good stat. I didn't know there were any haters to Brock Purdy. Everybody loved him. He was the last pick in the draft.
Neither.
He had a near-perfect rookie season until he got hurt. We'll move on. Showdown 3, U.S. Open, the bigger result. Coco Gauff winning major number 1, or Novak Djokovic winning major number 24, Bill Plaschke?
Well, I'm going for the Joker. He ties Margaret Court for most Grand Slam wins. He's the oldest Open winner in nearly 100 years. And he wore number 24 and honored Kobe Bryant after the game.
Yeah.
Bring the Lakers to New York.
Courtney Crowdy.
There it is. Coco Gauff, it was such an incredible moment with her and her father after the match and how good she's been since Wimbledon. The haters. Apparently, she's got everybody's username. She grew up in an era of social media, and she knows how to
Who
handle it.
Who are these
it.
Haters? She's afterwards. Beloved as well. I don't understand this. Yeah, for Djokovic to tie Court Smith, who had some of those wins before the Open era, and to win in the U.S. Open after he couldn't play last year because of the vaccine. Point. Bill Plaschke.
Thank you, Tony. It's stunning we had to wait to the end of the show to talk about the most incredible victory yesterday in the NFL. The Rams beat the Seahawks. The Rams, who I wrote should tank for Caleb Williams, came out. Matthew Stafford was unbelievable, 334 yards passing. The young secondary held Geno Smith to 112 yards. The Rams scored on every possession in the second half. They shut the Seahawks out in the second half. The Rams are better than I thought.
Wait, you wrote they should tank.
Sean
McVay. You
wrote
they should tank. You actually, everything I just
football
did to give you points.
Tank.
Forget it.
Tank in week one.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.